What separates the elite 5% of consistently profitable traders from everyone else? It's not superior market knowledge, better technical analysis, or access to privileged information. The true edge lies in the mind. Trading in the zone reveals a profound paradox. The very qualities that make us successful in other areas of life often become our greatest liabilities in trading. The brilliant surgeon whose meticulous analysis serves perfectly in the operating room finds himself paralyzed by overthinking in markets. The decisive entrepreneur whose gut instincts built a business empire now overtrades impulsively, destroying her account. Trading success requires a complete psychological rewiring, developing a mindset that embraces uncertainty while maintaining discipline in an environment with no external constraints. Trading offers something rare in modern life: complete freedom of creative expression. With thousands of markets, timeframes, and strategies available 24 hours a day, the possibilities are virtually limitless. Yet this boundless freedom creates unique psychological challenges few are equipped to handle. Without external constraints, we must develop internal structures to protect ourselves from financial and psychological harm. Unlike structured environments with clear endpoints, trading continues indefinitely until you decide to stop, or until you're wiped out. Without internal discipline, this endless freedom becomes a psychological trap. This challenge is complicated by our selective accountability. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to take credit for winning trades while blaming losses on external factors? Trading represents pure, unfiltered personal choice with immediate consequences. Every decision rests solely with you, creating a direct link between action and outcome. While we naturally desire freedom of choice, we unconsciously resist accepting responsibility for unexpected or unpleasant results. Most aspiring traders have never experienced this level of absolute responsibility before, where team dynamics and shared accountability no longer diffuse the burden of decisions. The temptation to adopt random, poorly planned approaches becomes overwhelming. It creates a convenient escape hatch, allowing us to attribute losses to bad luck or market manipulation while claiming wins as personal triumphs. Consistency emerges from the mind, not the markets. The ideal trader has developed a mental structure allowing them to trade without fear while preventing recklessness. This mindset eliminates fear-based errors like hesitating, jumping the gun, or hoping, while also providing restraint against the negative effects of overconfidence during winning streaks. Ironically, most traders are closest to this ideal mindset when first beginning, trading with a carefree state similar to the zone athletes describe, acting instinctively without fear of consequences. But experiencing this mindset from a few winning trades without developing the underlying attitude creates a prescription for disaster. Losing and being wrong are inevitable realities of trading. Even the most positive attitude, coupled with superior analytical skills, can't prevent eventual losses. The elite trader views losses as unavoidable natural consequences, like operating expenses for a restaurant owner. When they've completely accepted risk both financially and emotionally, losses don't deteriorate their attitude. They simply move to the next opportunity. Why do experienced traders see patterns and opportunities that remain invisible to beginners looking at the same chart? We see what we've learned to see. Our mental energy creates filters that determine what information reaches our awareness. These perceptual limitations create closed loops that prevent learning, as demonstrated by a child's first encounter with a dog. After a negative experience, the child's fear-based energy structure will filter all future dog encounters through that negative lens, regardless of the actual nature of each new dog. Similarly, after losing trades, perfectly valid market signals feel overly risky because our minds unconsciously link the present moment with recent painful experiences. Conversely, after winning trades, the same signals appear nearly riskless, tempting us to overcommit. Our minds automatically associate anything in the external environment with similar memories in our mental environment. This unconscious function operates involuntarily, profoundly affecting how we experience trading. Breaking free requires developing awareness of these automatic associations and consciously choosing more productive perspectives. The best traders maintain consistent risk perception regardless of recent outcomes. This psychological skill isn't innate. It's learned through developing an unshakable belief in uncertain outcomes with an edge in your favor. Elite traders truly believe anything can happen, preventing their minds from associating current market situations with recent trade results. Instead of generating unrealistic expectations that lead to emotional pain, they make themselves available to whatever opportunities the market offers. This perspective mirrors how casinos generate consistent profits from random events, while most traders fail to produce consistent results. The answer lies in understanding that probable outcomes produce consistent results when odds are favorable and sample size is sufficient. Just as a casino doesn't worry about whether the next spin of the roulette wheel will be red or black, successful traders don't obsess over individual trade outcomes. They understand that while any single trade might result in a loss, a proven strategy with positive expectancy will generate profits over hundreds of trades. This mindset requires embracing variance, accepting that short-term results can deviate significantly from expected outcomes. Successful traders focus on maintaining their edge and executing flawlessly, rather than trying to predict individual outcomes. They don't need to know what happens next to make money consistently, which keeps their emotions and egos uninvolved. This transforms trading from a prediction-based activity to a process-oriented one focused on consistent execution. At its core, trading is a pattern recognition numbers game, requiring us to operate in a state of not having to know what comes next. Creating a dominant belief that I am a consistently successful trader requires adhering to principles that may conflict with existing beliefs. The first step toward consistency is becoming an objective observer of your thoughts, words, and actions without judgment. The seven principles of consistency include objectively identifying edges, predefining risk, completely accepting risk, acting without reservation, managing profits systematically, monitoring for errors, and never violating these principles. When you genuinely accept trading risks, you'll be at peace with any outcome, allowing you to perceive what the market is actually offering. Don't prejudge how long this transformation will take. The process requires dedication, similar to a professional golfer hitting thousands of balls until movements become automatic. You don't need luck if you develop the appropriate skills, just consistent execution of a proven process. Trading mastery isn't about predicting the future. It's about mastering yourself in the present moment while letting probabilities work in your favor over time.